All right, Rob, that's victim number one has come and gone from
safely.
The radio station safely this yes. morning. Yes, we've sent Tom out towards Air Show Center to begin a beautiful day in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And now it's my turn. Because this is one of my favorite people that we have in the studio. We have Teresa Demers, Corporate Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Lightspeed Aviation. How are you today, Teresa?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for that nice welcome and doing great. It's been just an awesome week here at Oshkosh this week, and we've been having a lot of fun, and the weather's been beautiful, just great interaction with our customers and doing really good.
You've had some contests and things going this week, haven't you?
We have. You know, we bring an army of people, and our primary thing is to demonstrate our headsets, and we have a big tent to do that in, but we also like to have a lot of fun while we're on the field and make it and find ways that we can make it fun for the people that are here as well. And so this year we have a couple of things. One is we have something that's called the Selfie Scramble. And basically it's sort of part treasure hunt, part geocaching. And people can come by our tent, get the list of coordinates. And then the idea is you find the place that, you know, with the hint and the coordinates of where we want you to take a selfie. Take a selfie with the Lightspeed logo in it. We'll even give you a paper logo if you don't have one. And then post those on a website. And people have an opportunity to win a Lightspeed Zulu 2 headset by participating
nice.
In that. Yes. So that's just fun. You know, there are a lot of people obviously on the grounds here all week. They're camping and doing stuff. And so it's a way to get to experience more of the grounds because you have to cover a lot of territory to be able to do it. You can enter up to 30 times. There's 30 spots where you can do the selfie.
So geocaching. I think that's a great idea. I mean, I have spent so much cash already.
No,
I
not need... that kind of cash, oh. sweetie. Different,
no.
different spelling. Different
oh,
spelling.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Well, but I'll come and do the contest anyway, then.
Please do. Yes, we'd love to have you do it. Yeah, so it's fun. And it, again, it gets people out on the grounds. And then we're doing daily drawings every day, too. So we've got a little thing going on in the afternoons. People can, today's drawing, actually today will be the last one of the week, and it's for a Zulu 2, it's a Zulu PFX headset.
Oh, the PFX is cool. That's the one that kind of listens and figures out how much noise there is.
Yep.
You would like it. You would like
why?
It
because
adjusts.
I don't listen. Is that what you meant?
No.
Oh, you meant
no,
something. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, sorry.
But I know that for aging ears like mine, listen to me closely. Okay, the PFX was really cool because it adjusted to the noise outside very dynamically and helped keep it a very even. I could hear.
And you know, really, to be serious for a second, I mean, being an old guy, I can tell you that having flown in airplanes for years, we had no headsets at all, thinking, oh, are we ever cool? Because we're going to live forever and nothing's ever going to break.
Right. We can't hear it all now.
And it really is. It is tough. And so I highly encourage people to stop by and try a Zulu because you've got to have ear protection. Just got to have it.
Well, thank you. Yes, and you're exactly right. There are a lot of pilots now who have noise-induced hearing loss. And
I'm
so,
sorry, what?
Yes.
It's Friday. Come on.
Yes, we're having a little fun.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. No,
So we encourage them to come on by. We're in tent number 259er, right outside of Hangar Bravo. And, we've got, again, a lot of friendly faces in there that are happy to answer everyone's questions, give everyone a thorough demo, and folks can come on by, too, and learn about the Selfie Scramble and the daily drawing and stuff as well.
Well, not just stuff. You've also got the Lightspeed Foundation. So what's going on with the foundation these days? Because Lightspeed has a philanthropic side that has been quite prolific in terms of giving, it's $10,000 a year to different groups and organizations that do good things for aviation.
Right. Yeah, thank you for asking about that. It's something that's very near and dear to our hearts and Alan Schrader's heart, who is our founder and president. The participating organizations earn grants up to $10,000, and there's multiple winners each year. But the very cool thing about the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation is that pilots get to choose where the money goes. And so there each year there's a slate slate of finalists that are selected by a board of directors. This year there are 12 finalists, and I brought the list because I want to make sure
you can say who they are.
I was just going to say, maybe you can tell us.
I want to make sure they get recognized. And so the way it works is that they're announced usually in the spring, usually around Sun and Fun, and then there's this voting period of about 6 months, and then the winners will be announced at the Aviation Expo in Palm Springs this year, so in the middle of October. So we're in the middle of the voting period right now, and so anybody who wants to vote can just go on to the LightspeedAviationFoundation.org website and vote. No purchase necessary. We just really like it that we're able to do this. But more importantly, what the foundation's mission is basically around two things. One is the growth of general aviation, which we know is all very near and dear to our hearts. And so the organizations are selected based on their ability to contribute to that. And then secondarily, people who are using their aviation skills or their aircraft for compassion-related things. And so there are several organizations that have that as well, too. So people who are doing good things for aviation and the growth of aviation are the two missions. And this is the sixth year of the foundation. Again, it's all internally funded. We don't raise money for it. There have been over 50 organizations that have been helped over the course of those years, and upwards of $500,000. So it's something that we just really believe in giving back to the industry that's been so good to us.
So I would love to hear them.
So the 12 finalists for this year are Angel Flight West, the Civil Air Patrol, Experience Aviation, JARS, Miracle Flights for Kids, Missionary Flights International, Mission Aviation Fellowship, New Tribes Mission, the 99s, Patient Airlift Services, the Patriots Jet Team Foundation, and Pilots in Paws.
Wonderful. I like Pilots in Paws is close to my heart. I do like not just so much what they do, but how they do it. I think they have a really interesting system, and it makes it possible for just about any of us at any point to help them out.
Right.
Yeah.
No, thank you. And, you know, the Pilots and Paws is a great example. These are all fantastic organizations. One of the things that's unique about Pilots and Paws is that they have an outreach. They're able to demonstrate the value of general aviation to people who aren't pilots.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so for that reason, I mean, their presence in the volunteer pilots that do that are helping to help the rest of the world understand how general aviation is so fantastic.
How many entries would you have had, perhaps, to get yourself down to 12?
That's a good question. It's different every year. It's a very hard decision for the board of directors because there are a lot more than 12 that apply for that. So there's an application process, and that usually happens in the last couple of months of the year. So if there are people listening that have an organization, it has to be a 501c3, generally in business for about, in operation for about 3 years. But they can be a part of the application process. So be an application on that website, the foundation.org website, they can apply and be part of that process. And then, you know, again, the finalists are announced in the spring.
And let's explain what a 501c3 is. That is the government designation for a nonprofit in the U.S. So do they have to be a U.S. organization would be my question at this point.
Thank you for asking that. At this point, it is U.S. organizations. There's some talk about how we can expand the reach of that, but right now it's been focused on U.S. organizations.
Okay, that's good, because I know there's some listeners out there that are wondering, we're spewing numbers and stuff like that. What does that really mean? And if you see that 501c3, it means that the U.S. government has certified them from a tax and whatever as a nonprofit.
Exactly.
That's important.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm curious about when you're talking about headsets, there are an awful lot of people, me included at times, that say, well, I have a headset and it's noise canceling. So there you go. I don't need anything ever again. So what can you possibly do when someone already has what they think is a great light speed noise canceling headset? I mean, how do you sort of improve on that? What's the process that you guys go through to say, now what do we do?
Right, that's an excellent question. And you know, Lightspeed is a little bit unique in our category in that all we do are aviation headsets. So we really, everything that we do, we work to enhancing the enjoyment and the safety of flight. But to more specifically answer your question, you know, it's comfort, quiet, clarity, and features are kind of the four axes on which we design product. And so if we can continue to get better in any one of those areas, make it more comfortable, improve the noise cancellation profile, or add features, then that's what, you know, we're going to work on. And so we add a lot of things to our headsets over the years. You know, we were the first to have wired auxiliary inputs and then Bluetooth inputs and that kind of thing. And so those are some of the enhancements that would be new to a pilot that has had not had a new headset in a long time. And then we also have app integration. So in 2012, we introduced a free app that is called Flight Link that integrates with our headsets and does a lot of things. It turns your iPad or your iPhone into a cockpit voice recorder with a lot of cool functionality. But in addition, with the newest headset that we have, it also unlocks a whole menu of personal preferences. And so pilots have a lot of ability to adjust how they want to hear their audio in the cockpit.
One of the other things you do is you have an interesting exchange program if you want to move up. So if you've got headset A from 4 years ago, how does that work?
Thank you. Yes, we do. We've got the Trade Up program. It's one of our marketing innovations. And so people in the Lightspeed family, and frankly, some of our competitors will take the trade-ins on those as well. It's all on our website, the values. But it's really intended to sort of honor the investment that people have made in a Lightspeed product. And again, one of Alan Schrader's, emphasis in our business is that, we really want to be in this for the long term and the long term with our customers. So when someone's bought a headset after, they might even wait a generation or two for technology. You don't have to always move up to the next one. But at some point in time, that headset's going to be ready to be replaced. And so there are trade-in values associated with that. We take it back in, you get a new one. And so you might get as much as half of what you originally paid for that headset as a credit toward the next one.
Wow. And did you see only take Lightspeed headsets back?
No, we take some of the others as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I really like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We like to get people into the family.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal all the way around. So where are you guys located on the field?
We are in tent number 259er, and that's right outside of Hangar Bravo.
Hangar Bravo. Okay. And you've got a lot of fun stuff going on at the tent with the selfie scramble and the geocaching. People should get over there today, definitely, because that's just like a lot of fun. If they're not here on the field, because we have a lot of listeners out in cyberspace, where should they find Lightspeed?
You can find everything about us at lightspeedaviation.com. And the foundation is lightspeedaviationfoundation.org.
Okay, don't forget to get that foundation in there.
Yeah,
it's most definite. Teresa, thank you so much for taking the time to come by EAA Radio to talk to us about Lightspeed. For all you guys out there, we're going to be back in just a minute with more attitude adjustment.